I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Some U.S. companies took advantage of President Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia this weekend to strike a few deals, among them the Blackstone Group, co-founded by the head of Trump's business council. Conflict of interest questions aside, Blackstone is getting $20 billion in Saudi money for its new infrastructure fund, which invests mainly in U.S. projects. Joining us now is reporter Arash Masoodi with the Financial Times. So what kind of infrastructure projects is Blackstone planning for here in the U.S.?
Well, it's important to point out that these discussions between the Saudis and Blackstone have been going on for some time, and they still weren't able to concretely announce that they have a full deal here. So we have a memorandum of understanding. So it's a non-binding agreement for the moment. But essentially what they have committed to do is for the Saudis to put $20 billion into a new Blackstone fund, which will then, this Blackstone will go out and try to raise another $20 billion from investors. And with that money, they will seek to target existing U.S. infrastructure projects. And specifically, it looks like they're going to look to upgrade certain kinds of infrastructure.
I mean, it's interesting. Both Trump and Hillary Clinton mentioned infrastructure in this country on the campaign trail last year, how it's going down the tubes, how a lot of it needs to be replaced. What kind of things is this deal going to invest in? Airports and roads, bridges?
I think it's projects that are already in existence, so it won't be new build as far as I can tell. Now, what's important here is obviously the announcement coming on President Trump's first international visit would make it seem like this is some sort of win for America. Ultimately, you have two financial interests here. Obviously, you have the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is putting the money in and wants to make money with the money, and you have Blackstone, which is in the business of making money. So none of this is charity, and it shouldn't be interpreted as such. They're going to target deals where they can make money for themselves, ultimately.
So what's in this for Saudi Arabia?
Well, what's happening under this sort of dynamic, hard-charging, reformist young prince, the deputy crown prince Mohammed bin Salman, is an active attempt to wean its dependence off its own oil. And as part of that, there's economic reforms, there's social reforms, there's cultural reforms, there's a whole host of things. And one of the big projects the young prince has targeted is taking money out of the central bank and into the sovereign wealth fund, leveraging the enormous amount of funds they have to basically get influence on the global stage. So in addition to this $20 billion they plan to place with Blackstone, they have put up to $45 billion with a Japanese telecoms to technology conglomerate called SoftBank, who many people may not know, but also owns Sprint in the U.S. So they are everywhere. So that's $65 billion committed in the last 6 months to two asset managers, which is like in the game of private equity, this is an unprecedented sum of money being allocated.
So how many other countries are invested in U.S. infrastructure at this scale?
Well, it's actually hard to tell because many of the private equity funds or sovereign wealth funds or, you know, think of pension funds are all limited partners in private equity companies, which ultimately do deals in all countries around the world. So it might sound shocking that Saudi Arabia is going to be snapping up U.S. infrastructure assets as part of its own financial diversification. But that's something that's existed in the U.S. with multiple countries and multiple types of interests for many, many years. So in a sense, it's not new. It's just what's incredible about this is the sort of force of, you know, someone like Steve Schwarzman, who's both the CEO and chairman of a company and an advisor to President Trump, showing up and announcing a mega deal, which raises all sorts of questions about the dynamic between the Trump administration and business.
Is Saudi Arabia especially enthusiastic to get into the American market and work on American infrastructure, or are they kind of spreading their bets in this oil slump period all over the world?
So I think almost every country in the world where there are large companies or large interests is interested in the U.S. market. It's more open than many others. It's got a huge, huge population. It's growing faster than many economies in the world. So I think the global interest, you know, whereas maybe 5 or 7 years ago would have been towards emerging markets, has completely turned the other way and into the U.S. And if you're someone like the young prince who's trying to diversify his country's financial holdings, it's entirely logical.
That's reporter Arash Masoodi with the Financial Times there.